good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details for today after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900.
Well, light to moderate losses were seen across cattle futures today as trades remained focused on pressure which developed throughout the entire day. Triple-digit losses were seen in lean hog futures as contract lows once again were set in nearby contracts. Corn prices were lower in light trade with December corn futures about 3 cents per bushel lower. Stock markets were mixed, though, in light trade with the Dow Jones 20 points higher, while NASDAQ is down 4 points. Light to moderate losses held throughout the day following an early week of market pullback, which sparked widespread market buyer support seen last week. The position taking seen today was not unexpected, but traders are anxious to see what develops over the next couple of trading sessions to determine the next direction the cattle markets will take. In order to continue to path higher, it's expected that buyers will need to step back into the market by midweek in order to show additional market support and test the resistance levels once again. Pressure continued to hold in feeder cattle trade, but the lack of follow-through selling by midday allowed losses to back away from session lows. The softness in the complex continued to focus on position taking following the aggressive buying activity seen last week. Front month futures, though, put in a $5 per hundredweight rally in the month of September, but if buyers can redevelop by the middle of the week, it's likely that additional momentum may once again be seen and can bring additional commercial interest back into the complex. Grain futures were mostly higher today, supported by a generally wet forecast into early October and hopes for soybean demand to rerun with Chinese traders getting back to work after their mid-autumn festival. Corn prices tried to hold on to early gains after fading a bit following the start of trading in Europe. Soybeans were higher, lifting November futures back to a test of its 25-day moving average and the trend line off August and September highs. Wheat prices tried to move higher today, building on Friday's bullish reversals in winter wheat contracts. And rains over the weekend continued to improve moisture prospects from central Texas into eastern Kansas and Oklahoma. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.